there's a voice that keeps on calling me.
The Playlist.
We're on a mission from God.
Champions, and welcome along to this week's edition of The Playlist. And that was Fleetwood Mac, and oh my god, do I have a tendency to start off far too strong. Oh well, let's see if the rest of the songs can make up for it. This is The Gossip.
You are, you can't stop.
Gentlemen, this is
The Playlist.
Your love anymore.
I'm leaving you for.
Howdo, champions, and welcome along to this week's edition of The Playlist, which I have already said at the top of the show, but doesn't hurt to repeat myself, does it? Which is good, because otherwise I'd have nothing to say. So that was Adele, and thank you very much to Gulfy for that suggestion, and Real Ale Rocks. Real Ale Rocks, by the way, notable this week for having all three of her suggestions in the show. Largely because, not through any favouritism or anything, but largely because she suggested, and first I might add, songs that loads of other people suggested. So, congratulations, Real Ale Rocks. And in fact, I'll tell you what, you can have. So there you go. So that was Adele, Rumour Has It, suggested by Gulfy and Real Ale Rocks. Ahead of that, Gossip, not The Gossip. That's why I stumbled a bit in the opening link. It's not the gossip, it's just gossip, with Standing in the Way of Control, as suggested by Swisslet and Ronald Snyder. And we opened up this week with the absolutely incredible 3 minutes and 39 seconds of Fleetwood Mac with Go Your Own Way, which I saw something the other day saying, you know, kids these days with their diss tracks and such have never written a song about their ex that they then made their ex stand on stage and perform. And yeah, beautiful. Beautiful. No notes. That was suggested by Astronomeret, Steph, Arakin and Kara. So thank you very much. Well, no, actually, technically, Arakin and Kara didn't suggest that one. They suggested another Fleetwood Mac track each, but I had about 5 Fleetwood Mac tracks suggested this week, all from Rumours, obviously, for reasons that I will divulge shortly. But I figured that is an absolute masterpiece of a tune, and no one would mind hearing it. This next one, as suggested by Real Ale Rocks and Lost Tourist, who is in the chat this week? Welcome along to the chat. Oh, Papa Irish is in the chat as well this week, so, oh, it's just so busy in there this week. Anyway, yeah, as suggested by Real Ale Rocks and Lost Tourist, this is the mighty, mighty Bananarama. Ordinarily, at this point, I would play an ident to go from one song to another, but on this occasion, I feel like I have to interrupt the usual broadcast to advise you all that this next track was suggested by Gary, aka White Wolf. And so it is to him that you must address all of your complaints. If you are planning to put your foot through the radio, your internet, your router, however it is you access this, if you are planning to put your foot through it, please send him the bill, as is tradition. Simply a masterpiece. That was Hearsay with Pure and Simple, which I'm learning didn't really do much outside the UK, and that is a genuine surprise to me because it's such a great tune. It's perfect in every way. Thank you very much, Gary, for that suggestion. I still love you, even if everybody else is terribly, terribly angry with you. This is The Playlist. I am Darren. Our theme this week, for it's about time I announced what this week's theme is a guest one from Sod's Lawyer. So thank you very much, Sod's Lawyer. This week's theme is rumours, or so I'm led to believe. So a couple of hours of music all about rumours, or not necessarily about rumours, but in some way connected to the idea of a rumour. Maybe, perhaps. A couple of them a little more oblique than you might imagine. Actually, no, you wouldn't imagine that to be, because a lot of the suggestions on this show are quite oblique, which is, of course, how we like it. Ahead of Hearsay was Bananarama, as suggested by Real Ale Rocks and Lost Tourist, so thank you very much to the both of you for that suggestion. This next track is a genuine masterpiece. I will hear no argument against that. It was suggested by Giflian, and, well, you all know what this one is.
Yo, Snow, they came around looking for you the other day.
Word,
bust it.
Informer, you know, say that I'm a stormy, I go blame. I like you, boom, boom, damn. Take the man that says that I'm a stormy, stab somebody down the lane. I like you, boom, boom, damn. Informer, you know, say that I'm a stormy, I go blame. I like you, boom, boom, damn. Take the man that says that I'm a stormy, stab somebody down the lane. I like you, boom, boom, damn. These are them that come in and they blow down my door. Rainy car part through my window, so they put me in the back of the car at the station. From that point on, I reached my destination. Where the destination region at the east detention. Where the look down my pants, look up my bottom. So informer, you know, say that I'm a snowman, I go glam. I like it, boom, boom, damn. Take the man that says that I'm a snowman, stop somewhere down the lane. I like it, boom, boom, damn. Informer, you know, say that I'm a snowman, I go glam. I like it, boom, boom, damn. Take the man that says that I'm a snowman, stop somewhere down the lane. I like it, boom, boom, damn. So big on them, they think they have more power. They pon the phone, me say they pon a one. If I want to use the one, so now me call me lover. Love who me calling and the one tell me. And me love her in my heart down to my belly. Yes, and I'm a stormy, I feel cool and deadly. It's the one MC Shine and the one that is snow. Together we all have a Mr. Tornado. Informer, you know, say that I'm a stormy, I go glam. I like you, boom, boom, damn. Take the man that says that I'm a stormy, stab somewhere down the lane. I like you, boom, boom, damn. Informer, you know, say that I'm a stormy, I go glam. I like you, boom, boom, damn. Take the man that says that I'm a stormy, stab somewhere down the lane. I like you, boom, boom, damn. So listen for me, you better listen for me now. Listen for me, you better listen for me now. Bring me the rum, but I'm like the phone, but rock on steady. You see that I'm a stormy, yeah, they are to cut down. But I'm not in and I have the dance. I mean, say where you come from. People them say you come from Jamaica, but me born and raised in Connecticut. Don't know what you know. Pure black people, man, is all I man know. Yeah, my shoes are empty, rapping on my toes. So show up with me a ball and all the one Toronto. So informer, you know, say that I'm a stormy, I go glam. I like it, boom, boom, damn. Take the man that says that I'm a stormy, stab somewhere down the lane. I like it, boom, boom, damn. Informer, you know, say that I'm a stormy, I go glam. I like it, boom, boom, damn. Take the man that says that I'm a stormy, stab somewhere down the lane. I like it, boom, boom, damn. Come with a nice young lady, intelligent, yes, she drunk all in Ari. Everywhere me go, me never left for a tally. You say that it's no me, I the rum dance man. Rum it in a dance, I lay in a nation. You never know, say that I'm a stormy, I the boom shaka. Tell me never lay it down flat in a one can board box. You say that I'm a stormy, I go reaching at the top. So informer, you know, say that I'm a stormy, I go glam. I like it, boom, boom, damn. Take the man that say, say that I'm a stormy, stab somewhere down the lane. I like it, boom, boom, damn. Informer, you know, say that I'm a stormy, I go glam. I like it, boom, boom, damn. Take the man that says that I'm a stormy, stab somewhere down the lane. I like it, boom, boom, damn. Why worry? Why worry? Anyway, anyway.
Me sitting round cooling with my dibby dibby girl. Police knock my door, lick up my pal. Rough me up and I can't do a thing. Pick up my line when my telephone ring. Take me to the station, black up my hands. Trail me down cause I'm hanging with the snowman. What I'm gonna do, I'm backed in a trap. Slapped me in the face and took all of my gap. They have no clues and they wanna get warmer. But Sham won't turn informer.
Informer, you know, say that I'm a snowman, I go glam. I like it, boom, boom, damn. Take the man that says that I'm a snowman, stab somewhere down the lane. I like it, boom, boom, damn. Informer, you know, say that I'm a snowman, I go glam. I like it, boom, boom, damn. Take the man that says that I'm a snowman, stab somewhere down the lane. I like it, boom, boom, damn. Diddly dong, diddly diddly dong, damn boy, ing boy, ing boy, ing boy.
That was wonderful.
Bravo!
I loved that.
Oh, it was great.
Well, it was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good, though.
It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
It was terrible.
Get him away!
Hey, boo!
Boo!
Yo, move out the way. We got Missy Elliott coming through now.
That is Missy Elliott. She knows a lot of it. I heard she eat one crack a day.
Girl, well, I heard the bitch was married to Tim and started fucking with Trina.
Well, I heard the bitch got hit by 3 zebras and a monkey. I can't stand the bitch nowhere.
When I walk up in the peace, I ain't got any speed. I'm a bad man, my jumma, goddammit, motherfucker, you ain't gotta like me. How you stunning these hoes? Need to talk what you know. Stop talking about who I'm sticking and licking, just mad at ain't yours. I know y'all pull y'all bow. Y'all job just hanging up close. Step to me, get burnt like toast. Motherfuckers, adios amigos. I don't brag, I mostly boast. From the VA to the LA coast. Is it, yo?
Okay. Once upon a time in Collie Park, where they live life fast and they scared of dark. There was a little nigga by the name of Creek. Nobody paid him any mind, no one gave a shit. No one he could rap, no one lit the hand. So he went about his business and devised a plan. Made a CD, then he hit the block. 50,000 sold, $7 a pop. Hold a foe, 3 years later. Stepped out the swamp with 10.5 meters. Now all around the world on the microphone. He leave the booth smelling like Burberry cologne. Still riding chrome. Got bitches in the kitchen, never home alone. And he's on the grind. Please let me know if he's on your mind. And respect you'll give me. Ludacris, I live loud like Timber. Had to clear these rumors. I got a headache and it's not a tumor. Get up on my lap, keep my head tucked tight. Spray so I never let the bed bugs bite. I'm hard to the core to the rotten. You duck down, turn around, pick a pelican.
About Michael Jackson.
No. You know what we should do? We should go get her album when it come out. She go.
Hi, Missy.
Hi, Missy. What's up, fools? You think I ain't know y'all broke Milli Vanilli, JJ Fad, when the bees ain't over here gossiping about me? Yo, how about you buff these Pumas for 20 cents so your lights won't get cut off? Your soggy breast, cow stomachs. Yo, take them Baby Gap shirts off, too. You just mad cause Payless ran out of plastic pumps for the after party. Yo, by the way, go get my album.
Damn.
Missy Elliott there, Gossip Folks, featuring, of course, Ludacris. No featuring, no points. There's precisely one other person out there that understands that joke, and that's my brother, and I don't think he's listening. So, there you go. Sorry. I started eating a bit of chocolate. This week's show is sponsored by Ritter Sport, and their delicious cornflake chocolate. But I popped a lump of this quite hard, crispy chocolate in my mouth and then realised there was only 30 seconds left on the song. This is the playlist where I do links through mouthfuls of chocolate washed down with beer. Old Crafty Hen this week, by the way. managed to find some. Haven't been able to find some for a while. It's terribly professional here on the playlist. I'm Darren, and thank you for joining us. If you've only just joined us, then you've missed 100% bangers, quite frankly, from the top to the bottom, to the point that I'm actually rather tempted to omit the first 30 minutes from the podcast version of this so that nobody else can enjoy it apart from the live Clives. I'll give it some thinks. Anyway, the Missy Elliott track there, suggested by Seard, so thank you very much to Seard for that. Ahead of that was Snow with Informer and his Leaky Bum Bum, as suggested by Giflian, who is in the habit of suggesting Canadian tracks every week, but sadly for her, I don't think she can beat that one. I genuinely can't think of a finer Canadian song than that. But thank you very much for the suggestion nonetheless. Right, this next one was suggested by our man of the hour this week, Sod's Lawyer, the suggester of this very theme, the theme of which is, of course, Rumours, for anybody who's just joined us. And this next one is, in fact, Sod's Lawyer has two tracks in this week, because I think that's only fair, really. Anyway, thank you very much to Sod's Lawyer for suggesting the Fun Boy 3.
Celebrated for its excellence.
Don't marry her, have me. And you love love light shines like copper, but your work shoes are glistening. She's a PhD and I told you so, you've a knighthood and I'm not listening. She'll grab your Sandra Bullocks and slowly paints her knee. Don't marry her, have me. And the Sunday sun shines down on San Francisco Bay, and you realize you can't make it anyway. You have to wash the car, take the kiddies to the park. Don't marry her, have me. Those lovely Sunday mornings with breakfast brought in bed, those blackbirds look like knitting needles trying to peck your head. Those birds will peck you so hard and throw away the key. Don't marry her, have me. And the kitchen's always tidy and the bathroom's always clean. So the aroma ring just hiding things with a bursting low steam. And the socks smell of angels, but your life smells of green. Don't marry her, have me. And the Sunday sun shines down on San Francisco Bay, and you realize you can't make it anyway. You have to wash the car, take the kiddies to the park. Don't marry her, have me. Wash the car, take the kiddies to the park. Don't marry her, have me.
The beautiful, beautiful South there. Don't marry her, as suggested by Floating Onion. Thank you very much, Floating Onion. Onions shouldn't float, though. Does that mean they're bad? I don't know. Are you bad, Floating Onion? Inquiring minds need to know. This is the playlist. I'm Darren, and I'm yapping for no good reason. Ahead of the Beautiful South was Fun Boy 3, Our Lips Are Sealed, which I have just learned from the chat. The backing vocals on that, the female vocal, is Jane Wheedlin from the Go-Go's. Had no idea. So thank you very much to Sod's Lawyer for A, suggesting that, and B, dropping that knowledge bomb right here on my desk. And now I have to clear up all the mess. I will do that while I'm playing this next track, as suggested by Dr. Caitlin Swisler. This is Panic at the Disco. I write sins, not tragedies.
As I'm pacing the pews in a church corridor, and I can't help but to hear, no, I can't help but to hear an exchanging of words. What a beautiful wedding, what a beautiful wedding, says a bridesmaid to a waiter. Yes, but what a shame, the poor groom's bride is a whore. I chime in with a haven't you people ever heard of, closing a goddamn door. No, it's much better to face these kinds of things with a sense of poison rationality. I shine in. Haven't you people ever heard of closing a goddamn door? No, much better to face these kinds of things with a sense of. Well, in fact, we'll all look at it this way. I mean, technically, our marriage is saved. Well, this calls for a toast, so pour the champagne. Pour the champagne.
want answers.
I want
the playlist.
You can't handle
the playlist.
Blossoms are one of those bands that I wish I'd really gotten into at the time. That was 1992, so back then I was listening to Criss Cross and just embarking on an extended love affair with Guns N' Roses. And so I didn't really discover Gin Blossoms until much later, and I wish I had at the time, because it's the perfect music to listen to when you're like 14 or 15, isn't it? And angry at the world and sad about everything. They're such a great band though. So thank you very much to Papa Irish for suggesting that one. That was, of course, Gin Blossoms, Found Out About You. Ahead of that, Panic at the Disco, Mr. Mannering, with I Write Sins, Not Tragedies, from 2005. Can you believe that track is 21 years old? It's old enough to drink in America. Well, there you go. Thank you, Dr. Caitlin Swisslet, for that suggestion. This is The Playlist. I'm Darren, and this is easily the most suggested track this week. In fact, probably the most suggested track for any week. As suggested by Real Al Rocks, Dr. Caitlin Swisler, Roy 2, Gulfie, and Miss Melanie H. And another version was suggested by someone else. I can't remember who it was off the top of my head. I think it might have been Davy Bob. This is Marvin Gaye. Heard it through the grapevine.
Your plans to make me blue with some other guy.
suggested by Cara. That was a Brownstone with Grapevine, but the vine has got a Y in it, you see. And from one grapevine to another grapevine, before that you heard Marvin Gaye and his version of Heard It Through the Grapevine, which I discovered today. So it's a bit of a tangled mess, because that's how Motown was back in the day. It was written in 1966, first recorded by Gladys Knight and the Pips, but the Pips, Gladys Knight's version of it was the first to be released. Yeah, sorry, that was the first to be released, but it was first recorded by the Miracles. Then it was recorded by Marvin Gaye. So Marvin Gaye's recording of that is the third recording of it, but the second to be released. Yeah, isn't it just? Anyway, it's a great tune, a genuine classic. Yeah, I think it was Davey Bott did suggest the Gladys Knight version of it. No, somebody suggested the Gladys Knight version of it. I think Davey Bott suggested the Slits version of it, but I figured I should probably stick to the original. So yeah, thank you very much for all the suggestions. This is The Playlist, I'm Darren, and this is an absolute glorious 3 minutes of music. Sit back and enjoy Robert Wyatt.
Forgot. I'm also gonna need you to go ahead and
listen to the playlist.
Hey!
as suggested by Sheepnik, that was Half Man, Half Biscuit, Secret Gig. This next track, I have to tell you, CC Ferry suggested it, Kieran suggested it, on the basis that I have to include the spoken word bit at the very beginning. So, well, enjoy this from the Pixies.
And fuck them at school. All I know is that there were there were rumors he was into field hockey players. There were rumors.
So I applied, basically.
He was gone the next day.
I went off for the team.
It's like, he was gone. They just, like, it was, like, so hush-hush. They were so quiet about it. And then the next thing you know...
That was 1 minute and 42 seconds of Pixies with I'm Amazed, as suggested by Kieran. So thank you very much for that. Ahead of that was, of course, Half Man, Half Biscuit with Secret Gig. And that was suggested by Sheepnik. Ahead of the top of the hour was the glorious Robert Wyatt with Shipbuilding from 1982, as suggested by Nikki Quote. That is a beautiful piece of music. I heartily recommend. I know no other radio medium exists, but if you go to the BBC website, go to BBC Snouds and check out, there's a podcast called Soul Music, which has been running for many years, and back in 2013 they did an episode on Shipbuilding, which is how I first became aware of that track, actually, and it's a really lovely half hour of listening. So go and do that. Not that other broadcast medium exists, of course. It is only the playlist, whether you like it or not. This is The Playlist. I am Darren. The theme this week is rumours, or so I'm led to believe. Thank you very much to Sod's Lawyer for suggesting this week's theme, by the way. If you want to suggest a theme, please feel free to tell me what you think it should be, because it saves me having to do it. This next one was suggested by Andy Fish, so thank you, Andy, for suggesting Stereophonics.
Standing at the bus stop with my shopping in my hands, when I'm overhearing elder ladies as the rumors start to fly. Hear them in the schoolyard, in the scrapyard, in the chip shop, in the phone box, in the pool hall, at the shoe stall, every corner turned around. Starting with a schoolgirl who was running home to her mom and dad. Told them she was playing in the change room of the local football side. I said, tell us again. She told him again. Tell us the truth. He found it hard to believe, cause he taught I was Steve. He can train me. Taught Uncle John as a father of three. Only takes one tree to make a thousand matches. Only takes one match to burn a thousand. Swimming pool with a matchstick man and man. At the scouts hall, at the football, where the wise we trust the pair. They all honor his name, did a lot for the game. Got his name locked up above the sports ground gates. And they're ripping them down, stamping the ground. Pick together's dust in the barn. The lunge takes one tree to make a thousand matches. Only takes one match to burn a thousand trees.
sports ground gates, now they're ripping them down, stepping the ground. Put together's dust in the barn, no longer takes one tree. To make a thousand matches, only takes one match to burn a thousand trees. Thousand trees. Thousand trees. Thousand trees.
Are you ready, kids?
Aye, aye, Captain!
I can't hear you! Pineapple under the sea.
The playlist.
Heard it from a friend who. Heard it from a friend who. Heard it from another. You've been messing around. They say you got a boyfriend. You're out late every weekend. They're talking about you and it's bringing me down. But I know the name. Talk is cheap when the story is good, and the tales grow taller on down the line. But I'm telling you, babe, that I don't think it's true, babe. And even if it is, keep this in mind. You take it on the run, baby, if that's the way you want.
Take It on the Run, which is in the exalted company of other songs that I quite enjoy, but I am fond of coming up with incredibly rude lyrics for them instead of what they're actually saying. I shan't tell you what the incredibly rude lyrics are to that one, though all you have to do is look at my Mastodon feed. Is there a theme in that? Songs where you can write incredibly rude lyrics? Probably not, but it amuses me nonetheless. Also, Dancing with Tears in My Eyes by Ultravox. That one is wildly adaptable. Anyway, thank you very much to Mrs. DDDZ, Mrs. Dodds, that's what I'm going to call you, for that suggestion. That was grand. I'm amazed to discover that was from 1979. I could have sworn that was earlier than that. Anyway, before that was the Stereophonics with A Thousand Trees. Yes, I know they're called the Stereophonics. I'm just being funny. So thank you very much to Andy Fish for that suggestion. This next one was suggested by a Fresh Jeffrey. We haven't had a Fresh Jeffrey here for quite a while. So congratulations, Mrs. Lost Tourist. You get the clap, and you get the clap. Everyone gets the clap. Thank you very much, Mrs. Lost Tourist. I think a couple of tracks have been suggested by you through the conduit of Mr. Lost Tourist, but that one was officially suggested by you via him. So, anyway, thank you very much for that suggestion. This is Reba McEntire.
Oh, Today, in the world of freedom, the proudest boast is, Ich bin ein
Playlist.
George was 21 when he wrote that song. What did you do when you were 21? I did nothing of note when I was 21. Nothing. Nothing at all. And you could argue that I've done nothing of note since then and before then. And you'd probably be correct. That was George Michael, Careless Whisper, as suggested by Ben Gray and Swisslet. Thank you very much. I know it's only been a couple of weeks since I played George Michael, but come on. If somebody suggests Careless Whisper, it has to get played, doesn't it? Within reason, please don't suggest it for next week's theme. Ahead of that, Reba McEntire, Rumour Has It, as suggested by Mrs. Lost Tourist. So thank you very much, Mrs. Lost Tourist, for that. I'm sure you have a name, the same as Mrs. Dodds. I'm sure she has a name as well, but I'm not privy to it, and I'm not going to make one up, quite frankly, because I'm not into that kind of thing. Anyway, I hope you're all enjoying the tunes this week as much as I am, because it's all going to go even better for the next 35 minutes. And I'm running late now, so shut up, Darren. This, as suggested by Rollo Treadway, is Gil Scott-Heron and Brian Jackson with Johannesburg.
Have you heard from Johannesburg? They get it from the drum.
Johannesburg.
So haven't you heard?
Johannesburg.
You gotta get one.
Johannesburg.
Somebody tell me what's happening in Johannesburg. Philly like Johannesburg. New York like Johannesburg. Freedom ain't nothing but a word. Ain't nothing said. What's the word?
Johannesburg.
So what's the word?
Johannesburg.
So haven't you heard?
Pretty women out walking with gorillas down my street. From my window I'm staring while my coffee goes cold. Look over there,
well.
There's a lady that I used to know. She's married now or engaged or something, so I'm told.
Is she really going out?
Tonight's the night when I go to all the parties down my street. I wash my hair and I kid myself, I look real smooth. Look over there,
well.
Here comes Jeannie with her new boyfriend. They say the looks don't count for much, so there goes your proof.
Is she really going out with him? Is she really gonna take him home tonight? Is she really going out with him?
Because if my eyes don't deceive me, there's something going wrong around here. Around here.
But it looks good, kill. There's a man.
And the only prescription is
the playlist.
You said
Depeche Mode there, The Things You Said, as suggested by Sod's Lawyer. I've also credited Pete to that one because he also suggested a Depeche Mode track. I think there were 3 Depeche Mode tracks were suggested this week, so that's the winning one, chosen really because Sod's Lawyer chose it and it's his theme this week. So thank you very much, chaps, for that. Ahead of that was Joe Jackson. Is she really going out with him? Yes. Cue New Rose. You know, those who know, know. Suggested by Julian Lawson. Thank you, Julian. Ahead of that was Gil Scott-Heron with Johannesburg, suggested by Rollo. Thank you very much, all. Excellent suggestions. This next one is the tenuous link of the week, as suggested by Mr. Andrew D, on account of... right. Neil Finn has performed as part of Fleetwood Mac, and Crowded House are clearly Australian. Mr. Andrew D likes to suggest Australian acts, that's fair. So the Crowded House song I'd nominate that hasn't been played before is Don't Dream It's Over. Enjoy. Amazingly, that is the first time I've played it on the show. Genuinely thought I had. Although consulting the database tells me that that is their fifth outing in 105 episodes, so that's not bad going, I suppose. Still not up there with David Bowie's, I think 12 times I've played a David Bowie track on this show in the last 105 shows. Anyway, thank you very much, Mr. Andrew D. This next one is an absolutely glorious piece of music, so thank you so, so much to Davey Bop for suggesting it. Sit back for the next 6 minutes and enjoy this absolutely monumental, glorious bit of gospel. Just beautiful. This is the Abyssinian Baptist Choir, and it's wonderful.
Yeah.
I told you it was good, didn't I? That was glorious. That was the Abyssinian Baptist Choir with Said I Wasn't Gonna Tell Nobody, as suggested by Davy Bot. So thank you very much, Davy Bot, who is apparently in his shed doing, quote, DIY and singing along to that. So let's all join Davy Bot in his DIY shed. Yeah. Anyway, more... I've got important things to tell you about. That is to say, next week's theme. Next week's theme is... slow. Because do you remember a while back, the theme was fast? Well, the idea is that I was going to do fast one week, then slow the next week, and then somebody suggested, or something else came up, and I was like, oh yeah, I should do that instead. And then a couple of things got suggested, and a couple of things happened, and yeah, so like 2 months later, I'm following up fast with slow. So yeah, what are your slow suggestions? Fling them at me with reckless about, well, slowly. Slowly lob them in my direction. Using the hashtag the playlist suggestion. You must use the hashtag, otherwise my friendly bot won't eat your post and spit it back at me. And it helps if the post you send is public as well, because my bot doesn't read private posts, because it's very sensible like that. Very ethical bot. Anyway, yeah, next week's theme is slow. Where does that take you? This next one was suggested by Astronomerit, so thank you very much to Steph for suggesting Billy with The Rumour, and that's Billy with three L's. Very, very greedy.
Have you heard about Billy?
Whatchamacallit?
What's up?
Forgot a name, voice.
What's up?
They talk about her soul.
Billy.
About a friendship?
Messed up.
That's her.
That's her.
아니면 말했겠지 왜 숨겠어? 억울했다면 왜 참겠어? Maybe she ran away. Maybe she did.
Billy with three L's, The Rumour, suggested by Steph. Thank you. Not to be confused with Billy, because she wants to. Piper. The album that's from is called The Billage of Perception, Chapter 1. And you can't argue with that, can you? I've no idea what that means. That's great. It's like 6-7, but a song. This has been The Playlist. I have been Darren. Next week's theme is slow. So spit your suggestions at me in a very slow, calm manner using the hashtag ThePlaylistSuggestion. I will be back next Monday at 1900 hours UK time, and so will you, whether you like it or not. I will leave you this week with this suggestion from Dodzy himself. This is the A-track remix, very important, of Yeah Yeah Yeah's Heads Will Roll. Banger. Grade A banger. Enjoy a VU. And good night, champions. Catch you next week.
Ah, the
Playlist
has always been celebrated for its excellence.